my buddy Clyde were sitting up at my deck on a nice summer afternoon this year, enjoying a cold one and listening to the pesky howl of a lawnmower in the distance down below. Except for the lawnmower, it was an idyllic scene. Warm breeze off the sound, mountains beyond, good conversation, cold beer. About all a South Ender requires, a paradise. Before Nirvana was shattered by an ungodly scream of metal on metal, a horrific clatter and screech, and finally silence. Clyde and I shook our heads. "That doesn't sound good," he said. "No, sounds like a John Deere death knoll. Glad it's not our mower." We popped another cold one and counted our blessings. The neighbors could afford a new John Deere. Sure, a bit of an inconvenience, but hey, keeps the economy humming, if nothing else. You can't expect a mower to last forever, right? About this time, we hear footsteps on the stairs, and from around the corner, here comes Junkie Jeff, my heroin addict, deadbeat con artist, no account, who rents the house next door, and before we can say what's up, he's apologizing, didn't mean to hurt anything, he'll make it good, and I finally say, "Stop. You mean that god-awful noise we just heard was my mower?" Well, Jeff had borrowed it from my unlocked shed, filled it with my gas without asking, and proceeded to run it into a pipe half buried in his lawn where it died a horrible death, spinning blade versus steel opponent. Rest in peace. "I'll buy you a new one. Really, I'll replace it, Skeeter." From a calm center, I replied firmly, "Nah, Jeff, I'll buy a new one myself. And here's the deal. You never touch it. You never ask to use it. You never step on my property again, not ever, never. And I would greatly appreciate you start as of now." Head hung, hang dog low, Junkie Jeff retreated back to his syringe-filled, sorry-ass, miserable excuse for a life with the unmowed lawn and the drawn curtains and his sad dreams of the next fix. "Man," Clyde said in amazement, "you really let him off the hook." "Not really," I admitted. "This morning I stripped the bolt that holds the blade. The blade shot, the mower was too. I was going to buy a new one this week anyway. Jeff just saved me taking that one to the dump. And now he'll never darken my doorway again. He wouldn't have bought me a mower in 100 years, trust me. He's a junkie, a liar, and he's dead broke. This way it's a win-win. Say adios to my buddy Jeff." Clyde smiled and we returned to our beers and celebrated. South End, morally uncomplicated.